We're live. Don't say anything you don't want anybody to hear.
Right.
Pussy fart.
Talking God with the superstars, it's the craziest. It's MC Mr. Napkins for the ardent atheist. Pace.
So when are you going live?
Right now. We're doing it now. I'm about to do the intro.
But now, like,
stop talking. I'm gonna...
Hello and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not wrong. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the InnerTubes, and from the other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us get in the top 10, or go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium content for a measly $10 per year.
Go subscribe because Jesus knows if you are naughty or nice.
That's Santa.
What's the difference?
I have no idea.
We only have two rules on the show.
Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want because we're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
That's right. And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you bell-ringing, kettle-pushing
Salvationator.
God, I couldn't say it. In the studio tonight, we have Matt Kirshen, Dave Edison, and Rob Leiter. You know these guys from showbiz.
Well, we used to.
Rob. Oh, yeah. Rob, when's the last time you were in showbiz, Rob?
Sunday?
Yeah. Leiter is a comic from Kansas City, and he's been living here. You've been living in L.A. for, shit, what, 10 years now?
20
years?
Yeah.
I'm time old. Is, why are we not dead yet?
I'm old. I don't know.
Because it's early.
Because it's early.
Too early for you to be dead.
Listen, Dave Edison, by the way.
Hey.
Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
Had him on the show Skeptically Yours last Sunday.
Yeah.
Which I have yet to find time to edit and put out.
Well, that's why I haven't heard it.
I'll put it up.
I won't be the first thing.
You and I met. We met when you were directing Heather and Me.
Yeah.
In
Shorty and Morty.
Shorty and Morty.
Yeah, short film. A lot of fun. You guys are great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
You're great to work with. We kept having circuit breakers going out, and every time it went dark, Emery said the same thing. I'm on it. Yeah. And he was gone in a flash, and then the lights came back on for about 3 minutes.
Yeah. Where'd we shoot that? Where the hell? That was up on the hill.
Pasadena Art Center college thing.
Emery's my superhero because he tries to fix everything and go rescue everything and everyone and everybody.
As I work.
Well, when we're driving in the car, if he sees a box in the road, he stops traffic and gets out and fixes the freaking box.
Every human being on the planet should stop for boxes and move them out of the road because they can cause people to hurt each other or themselves.
Well, that was when I was on the way to the hospital because I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh. Emery's nice. My superhero because
he got the box for the kittens.
I've been looking for that, by the way.
The box?
Yeah.
You left it laying on the road at Ventura and
Tonga.
I know where it was.
So he's your superhero, and that's his power. His power to remove boxes.
Yes, and other things like we had a party.
I never understand that. I've driven down the highway. I've driven on highways for a living, and I've never understood hundreds and hundreds of people just whizzing by and swerving to not hit like a half a tire that blew off a truck or something.
A box of kittens.
I
never understood why
you
can swerve to. Why doesn't not hit the box of kittens?
I'll never understand why all of us don't stop and pull over and get those things out of the highway.
We have it all the time here. It's called a traffic jam.
Yeah, no, it's not a traffic jam. It's
we were at a party that was at my house. I had a party and a friend came over, brought a case of wine, and she said after a while, this is the sixth time I've seen Emery get up and help somebody.
Okay, stop
it. He's so nice.
No.
Putting himself in for sainthood. What do you call it?
Yeah, let's see how nice I am now. Let's talk about the first story we want to cover. There is apparently these people outside of stores that ring bells and beg for money, but
Are they lepers?
Not yet.
Okay.
maybe. I don't know. What's a leper look like? Are there even lepers anymore? Do we really have lepers?
Now and again.
Yeah.
Did you get close enough to really determine that they don't smell bad?
No. I tend not to get too close to those bell-ringing
guys. How do you know? You see, you need proof.
Do they have scabs?
I don't know.
They
probably
do now.
Some. I have two at least.
I saw a piece. Oh. I saw a piece of one the other day.
A piece of scab?
A leper.
Did you swerve?
You threw it in a box by the highway?
Well, no, I used to put boxes of kittens by the highway. But
you are an awful, awful person. So apparently someone who is friends with Heather on Facebook and fans of the show, I'm guessing, because they did post this on our Facebook
wall.
Put
it on my wall.
Oh, on Heather's wall. They
fans
probably don't
me.
Give a shit about the show. Anyway, this guy, what's his name? Tufel?
Tufel.
I don't know how you say Tufel.
Wolf.
This Facebook friend went into Fry's. There was a guy ringing a bell asking for money with the kettle thing. You know,
now Fry's is not a place where you get a side dish.
A lot of people around the world and country don't know that Fry's is the single most compelling and awful electronics store on the planet.
Awful because it sucks you in.
Well, and they don't know shit there. When you buy RAM from these guys, they walk out with it in their hands, not in a static proof bag, juggling them. They're just idiots. So, but Fry's has everything and cheap, relatively. So, anyway, walking into Fry's.
Sidetrack.
Yeah, I know, right? Walking into Fry's. Who's your hero now?
Fry's.
This bell ringer is there, and Tufel Wolf. I don't know if it's a real name. On Facebook is walking by and says to the guy, "We don't give to hate groups," which apparently pissed him off pretty badly. Because this guy abandoned his kettle full of change and went into the store to harass these folks. And he posted a picture on Facebook. That's right. Posted a picture on
how
Facebook.
How did he harass him? What did he do?
That's the information I don't have. In fact, we sent an email. Did you check your email, honey?
I did.
We sent an email to Tufel to ask him. I know I'm saying the wrong name. The name wrong. To ask him what was actually said, because he doesn't say in the posting what exactly was said.
Did he say it in words or bells?
Now, was the bell ringer the shall we call it Quasimodo? Was the bell ringer an employee of the Bucket People?
I think all of these folks,
or volunteer.
I think all of these folks are Salvation Army volunteers. So I think when you walk into a grocery store or a mall and you see the bell ringer, it's just anybody's grandparents. You know what I mean?
So he wasn't just a guy like begging for change.
No, he
like
had on a red apron and he was wearing a suit jacket and a tie.
Okay, he wasn't a bum or a hobo. Speaking of, you know the difference between
Well.
You know the difference between a bum and a hobo?
What's that?
Hobo has smokes.
Do we know
that's free?
Do you know what you call
free.
A group?
Free.
You know what you call a group of homeless people? A huddle of hobos.
Yes. Is that a for real?
I coined that one.
Maybe call them by their names, you monsters.
Oh, my God, no. Why would you? I don't understand.
So what do we know about this the hate group? What do we know that they're hateful
Well,
about?
This guy is a hate group by himself. He followed after...
Oh, sure, this bastard.
My friend said that to... I don't know if he said it to him or mentioned it out loud to his girlfriend in passing. He followed him into the store and started arguing with him. Had a confrontation in the store where the staff member told them they had to leave. And then on...
Take your fucking bucket.
Get the hell out of here.
Hit
the fucking
bucket.
Road.
Eh?
Hit the
Where's
fucking
your...
road and get them boxes out of it.
Where's your God now?
He left his fucking bucket unattended when he went to the store. And then he left. They finished their shopping, came out, and went to the car, and he followed
them. They snapped
the car.
A shot of him, which I think inflamed him more. They snapped a shot so that, according to the story, they could send that picture to the Salvation Army, you know, headquarters to say this is the guy who was harassing us in the store. And also, obviously, post the story online.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, I make an effort not to contribute to religious groups of any kind.
Right.
But what is hateful specifically about the Salvation Army? Have they decided not to hire gay people? Did I hear some story about that recently?
They're religious.
What is hateful about
it? And they're based on Christianity.
Seriously? Have you heard that bell?
The Salvation The Salvation Army was founded in London's East End in 1865 by one-time Methodist minister William Booth and his wife Catherine.
And bear in mind, London's East End, 1865, that's sort of Cockney Oliver Twist time. So just imagine everything in the rest of Emery's story in a kind of Oliver Twist voice.
Talking like this,
yeah. Right?
Cool.
Please, sir, I want some more story.
Originally, Booth named the organization the East London Christian Mission. The name the Salvation Army developed from an incident in 1920 May. You know,
okay, now just imagine it happening in that voice.
Is it really that bad?
That was the initial directive, was to just imagine it.
So anyway, I think what he was saying, just to be clear,
sure,
was any group that collects money in God's name is by association
curious.
By association is a kind of hate group. The Bible teaches hate groups.
You know, I'm a devout atheist.
Right.
And that's kind of a stretch.
Is it? Now, I agree with you in... listen, it's a really complex thing.
I'm going to disagree with Emery for that reason, but agree with it for another reason. In the Salvation Army specifically have done things that are prejudiced and bad.
Agreed.
Like, they're not... They're like, the fact that they're religious in itself doesn't in any way make them a hate group, in my opinion. But they have...
Practicing homosexuals are ineligible for full membership, for example.
Not just membership, but help. They've done things like they have forcibly split up gay families with kids.
They have? Are you sure of this?
Yeah, yeah. There's cases of them...
they're swinging that bucket at
them. I'll find
them.
A story, but yeah, there's cases of them, like a lesbian couple who had children... How?
Who knows?
But I just thought I'd throw a bit of prejudice in there as well. Just but
only at Thanksgiving can lesbians impregnate each other.
Because it's seasonal. I don't.
Here's the question. First of all, what's your source on what you're saying?
I will find it because I read this story relatively recently.
Okay.
Salvation Army.
Now. One of my problems with going after organizations like the Salvation Army, I do like to go after them on their consistent behaviors, because a group like Salvation Army gets just any asshole like this guy that was at Fry's to ring the bell. And that guy is not a full representative of that particular group. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Sometimes it's just the guy who has the bell, right?
What?
Like, if you bring your own bell, you get to take part. To save money on bells.
That's how it worked when
we played sports at school.
Like,
if you're the one with the ball, then you get to make the rules.
Yes.
I used to belong to a group of people that dress as people that have bells.
Yes.
And I bring my own bell places.
Uh-huh.
It really didn't help.
How much money did you raise? That's the other thing. Do they have to report?
For bail?
I wonder how much money they're actually making. Because
millions,
they are right. It's probably millions.
If churches and religious groups had to pay taxes, we wouldn't have any problems in this country at all.
I dropped $500,000 in the bucket on the way to get my beer.
I have a bucket for you,
honey. If he drops $500,000, he's going to want to get in your bucket.
That's fine.
So. Do I know Rob or do I know Rob?
$500,000.
Dave, you just said something. Repeat what you said for me.
Do you think... I don't remember...
Jesus Christ, really? Listen.
Let's back up the podcast.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
The
idea... I want to get back to what we were talking about earlier, and then we'll figure out what you
were
talking
about.
Sure, let's pick it up. The idea that you judge one group on one guy's actions is really not... honest to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm careful not to do that.
If it's a company policy, then there's reason not to associate with that company.
Now, according to Wikipedia, which is, of course, only true information, in June 2012, a media relations officer in the Australian branch of the organization, Major Andrew Major...
Major.
They named them... They give them stripes and everything?
It's an army.
It's not a real army.
Well, you know, they think it's a real army. They think it's a real major.
Good God.
Depends, you know. Yeah. Like, they're probably like the third or fourth line of defense.
What do you mean they're not a real army? Who are you to say?
Well,
they're an army.
I think I could take them.
KISS has an army.
Yeah. Major Andrew Crabe, or Crabe, gave an interview on lesbian and gay radio station Joy 94.4. When questioned on Salvation Army beliefs and doctrines on sexuality, he appeared to agree with Scripture that all practicing homosexuals be put to death, as it was part of the church belief system. Now, there you go.
Yikes.
Again, that's one individual saying that.
Well, here's the whole organization. In 2004, they threatened to close all the soup kitchens they ran in New York, in the New York City area.
Because they were going
if they
to
were forced to offer
gay
benefits to same-sex couples.
You know, it's not a matter of boycotting. Even there are trends in society. There are trends in society, and as we move towards a more open and free-thinking society, things like that will either have to shift or they'll go away.
I'm right. Sorry, you lost me at lesbian radio.
Strangely enough, you got me at lesbian radio.
There
well,
you go.
But yeah, you, exactly. I
the
lost
show
the,
has well. Something for everyone and nothing for Rob.
No, it's all. I just. What were you talking about before that?
Well, all I'm saying is.
I mean, what were we talking about before that?
This is what Twofold is talking about. He's saying that if you say that your belief system, and the Salvation Army does say that they have a Christian belief system, is Christian, then it can be fairly assumed that you believe and you support the idea of oppressing gay people, for example.
Right. I walked by some Cub Scouts or some Boy Scouts who were selling stuff, and I said, no thanks, I'm too big a supporter of gay rights.
Did you say that?
Yeah. And the parents said, okay. You know, they kind of dismissed it, and I don't know if the kids were confused.
But did you say it like really, did you say it at them and then wink?
I was about to say, worst pickup line ever.
You know, you got to give it a shot.
Right. So, that's what his point is. His point is, if you are a Christian group, you better go out of your way to say that you don't buy into the claims of Leviticus.
I still disagree with you on this one. I still think that's not. I do think that the Salvation Army is specifically prejudiced, but I don't think a Christian organization that hasn't actively campaigned against gay rights can be said to be that. I don't think
this thing says I was fired by the Salvation Army because I'm bisexual.
Fag. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on ardentatheist.com and available on the iTunes Store. Did you know that I made a comedy CD in the early 90s? Well, I did. All the physical CDs are gone, but my stand-up lives on forever on iTunes and CD Baby. Just go to CDBaby.com/EmeryEmery to download Purveyor of Filth, my stand-up comedy CD from the early 90s. Don't worry, I didn't make too many references to Ronald Reagan or Stray Cats. You won't be too confused. Go check it out now at cdbaby.com/EmeryEmery or on iTunes and hear why I got into film and television production. And now, back to Ardent Atheist, nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Matt Kirshen, Dave Edison, and Rob Leiter.
There's another song you can get on CD Baby.
There is another song.
I heard about this.
Dave, tell us about the song that people can find on CD Baby.
For years and years, people were saying to me, What are you going to do for the holidays? And I would say to them what we do every year, patiently wait for them to be over.
Yeah.
And so I came up with some lyrics and a melody, and I warbled the melody to my composer friend, Bob, and Bob came up with an amazing piece of music, and we found this amazing singer by the name of Heather Henderson. Have you heard of her?
Oh, we've heard of Heather.
Fantastic. Anyway, so we put together a song for the holidays, and it's called I Can't Wait for Christmas to Be Over.
Here's a little piece of it right here.
It shows up at the end of every year with angel this and snowman that and reindeer that fly and haul an ancient psycho in his sled through the sky. That's why I can't wait for Christmas to be over, 'cause I'm over it already.
So you can go get that at cdbaby.com. CD We're not going to give you the whole song.
Yeah, take a listen. Yeah, you had a little listen there. Listen to a little more of it at CD Baby. If you like the song, if you find it funny, great. If not, it's not for you. It's like I haven't bought a lot of gospel music, specifically all of it.
It's because you're white.
Yeah, well, that could be it. But if you like
I don't know that it's possible to not buy all of it. I could see not buying any of it, but...
No, I didn't buy all of it.
Is it? Is that even? That seems impossible. That seems like such a huge overtaking.
To not own every gospel tune.
Do you overstand what he's saying?
But yeah, if you like hearing Ardent Atheist every week and you love Heather like we do, help us out. Post the link to the song, tweet, tell your friends, Mortal Enemies at cdbaby.com/HeatherHenderson1.
That's because I'm number one.
89, number one. Number one, 89 cents. Yeah. For 89 cents, you can be part of the divine birth of a holy, that's with a W, by the way, a holy new Christmas classic.
Nice.
Because we love Heather.
You should play the song in installments on this show so that people eventually get to hear all of it by tuning in.
Just different slices of it?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We'll do that.
It's not a bad idea.
Or just every other bar.
Not the whole thing. They could piece it together and then...
and then sell it themselves.
Like, leave one.
Exactly. Take all the money.
Exactly.
And by the way, even if you hear this podcast in April, it's still not too late to wish that Christmas was over.
That's right.
Right.
Maybe a little, but nonetheless, just download it then and you'll be ready for Christmas 2013.
Yeah.
If we have one.
What if they just really dub it
might
over
be the end
with
of the
Easter.
World.
Do what?
Dub it over with Easter.
I can't wait for
Easter.
Right? To end. That's not a bad idea.
You should just keep redoing it for the different
seasons.
Yeah,
Halloween.
Thanksgiving.
Easter, Thanksgiving.
I'll do the dubbing. The so save like on Heather's studio rates.
Well, apparently we can get some information. Heather's going to step away and she's going to go call Tufel because he's just sent his phone number. So we'll have
him. Could we get him on the air?
We can get him on speakerphone.
Can we patch him in?
Okay, him on speakerphone. Let's do it.
Okay, give me a minute.
Can we get the bell ringer too?
Okay, we're going to get the bell ringer on the phone. Hold on. I'm going to get the bell ringer. I'm going to get the store manager on the phone.
Meanwhile, my girlfriend, by the way, has just texted, who's listening to the show right now, has just texted me a link to salvationarmy.ca/documents/position_statements.pdf, which I'm now going to click on and see bits of.
Great.
Canada, CA?
All right, I'm calling.
Finally, we're getting to the bottom of this.
It's a 20-page document.
And what's it about? Oh.
The position.
Wait, the phone's ringing.
Hi.
Hey, as a rule. Hey. Hi, this is Emery and Heather calling.
Hey, Heather.
You're on the air.
You're on the air right now.
Yes, let him know. Are you okay to be on the air here?
Sure. Okay. Just for a few minutes.
Okay.
We want to hear about your story.
No, first I want to know how to say his fucking name. Ask him.
Can he hear you?
No, just ask him.
How do you pronounce your name on Facebook?
Oh, Tuffle Wolf.
Tuffle Wolf. We've been calling you Tufel.
Cool.
No
so what
Sorry,
did that guy...
About the Salvation Army encounter?
Yes. What did the guy... When the guy went into the store, what did he say to you? And after he followed you in the store?
What harassing things
what
did he
harassing
say?
Things did he say?
I should have been right. He just got up in my face, and I basically just started, we were right by the greeter. So I just wasn't really listening to what he was saying. I just started saying, are you a customer here? Are you shopping? If you're not shopping, basically what I was doing was trying to make the greeter realize that this guy is, not in here to buy anything. He's just basically annoying me.
Was he responding specifically to your? You had said that you don't give to hate groups. Is that right?
Yeah.
And was he saying anything about not being a hate group? Do you remember any specific things that he said? Because that's an important part of this. What his words were, what he was saying. I'm really curious.
Just basically that I didn't know what I was talking about. I guess, I didn't actually remember what he said because he basically came, up to me so quickly. I just kind of went into, combat mode.
I see. So not a lot was said, but he did come after you to...
Yeah, basically, as soon as he started confronting me, I basically just went to the greeter that's like, you know, this guy's not a customer, he's harassing me, I'm a customer.
Okay.
And you said he came out and took your picture? He took the picture of the car?
Yeah, when I left, I decided to take a photograph of him to, like, document the whole thing. So then he followed me and my girlfriend, like, all the way back to our car and took a photograph of our car's license plate.
Wow. And so that was kind of scary for her, I think, right?
A little bit. She was kind of playing it up for the effect. But what I did was I actually contacted the Salvation Army and made a point about the fact that he left the donation kettle unattended for a couple of minutes each time.
I see. Did you run back and grab that thing?
Yeah, and the Salvation Army actually replied that it is part of their policy and rules that the bell ringers are not supposed to follow people, or basically if somebody's hostile to the Salvation Army, they're just supposed to ignore it and not engage the person in a conversation.
That doesn't sound like the behavior of an army. I don't think they're being true to their calling.
Well, they actually in their email to me, they said that was a new policy this year.
Yeah, I saw they had posted something similar to this on the because you had posted this information at the Salvation Army's Facebook page, right?
Yeah,
and then they replied and said kind of some of what you're talking about, how it wasn't their policy to follow people around. I find it amazing that they have to have a policy where they tell their bell ringers not to follow people around.
And clearly, harass them.
Yeah, clearly they're responding to an issue. But listen, thanks. How do you say his name again?
Tufflewolf.
Tufflewolf, thank you very much for posting the story, and thanks for letting us call to get the details on it. And
no problem. I also wrote a letter to the Fry CEO, so if I hear back from Fry, I'll post it on my Facebook page.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Fry's CEO does not speak English. This dies here. Thanks, man. See ya.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right.
Woo. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of how to pronounce Tufflewolf.
Yeah, that's really important.
So, the bottom line is, I don't think that we should judge people on these single incidents, I'm sorry, groups on these single incidents. I agree with Matt. I think we should judge them on their actual actions. One of the things I don't like about Christians collecting money is that oftentimes they're not doing the things that you think they are with it. For example, Mother Teresa collected billions and billions of dollars.
Billions and billions.
Billions and billions.
Her and Carl Sagan.
No, he didn't collect money. He collected information.
Well, I'm saying
about billions and billions.
Billions
of
and billions.
And seashells.
And seashells. He did collect seashells. I was aware of this.
Really?
Yes.
Billions and billions.
And Matt's amazed because he made that up. Exactly. And couldn't understand why I would be.
Yes, and.
But in a free society like ours, you can trip.
We're not free.
We're reasonable. You contribute if you want to. You don't contribute if you don't want to. And when society shifts enough, then certain organizations won't exist.
Well, listen, I like to see a shift in where people put their money. If you are an atheist, as a rule, I would say do not let your money go to religious groups.
Sure.
Unless you know that the religious group that you're giving the money to isn't oppressing in any way based on their scriptural belief system.
And it's not even to say that the Salvation Army doesn't do some good for some people.
They do a lot of good.
Of course.
Large amount of good comes from the efforts of Salvation Army.
Hungry,
no question.
Hungry people are fed. Hungry people are sheltered.
Whose assholes?
The Salvation Army.
No. Most of them aren't, actually. The problem is that, you know what I hate? I
got a way different read on that last story.
I hate
women.
Hey! I didn't say women in your accent after I said I hate. You can't fool people. There's a camera right there.
All
right,
sorry.
Okay. Anyway, I abhor...
Women. Women.
Oh.
I'm Emery, and I hate women.
Do you hate groups?
Pay no attention.
I hate all hate groups.
I'm
that Emery. Are women ran.
I'm Emery, and I hate women.
What is happening?
What about that group that...
There's
group?
A school.
No, not that. Okay. I was going to go on with the group that my friend... they're a shelter. They're a religious shelter, and my friend was there because he was falling on hard times. And
like somewhere that you get into if religion's coming at you?
No, the total opposite, actually. And
okay.
One of the...
Like there's a religion coming. Everyone get into the religious shelter.
The way he kept his bed at
and then
this
Dorothy
shelter.
Doesn't get in time and then she wakes up in a magical land.
It's awesome.
He had, the only way he could keep his bed is if he went out every day on a bus and what do you call it?
Well, they made him, it was a work release, not yeah. release, but it was a work...
Proselytized for the yeah. for their
recruit.
So in order to have a place to stay, sleep, and eat, he had to go out and what door to door
get money donations
and raise donations.
I don't know if it was door to door, but he had to go somewhere and raise donations.
You mean work?
Not just work.
He had to work.
Work
to
for
get money? That's weird.
Actually,
work for no, not for him. No, for the charity.
Yeah, but the only reason.
Bring me your face.
To be, he's not going to do a nice thing with
he
it.
He could have had a worse offer.
Yeah.
Could have.
But to be fair, like, to that guy in the charity, like, the only reason I'm doing this show right now is because I get to stay at Emery's house.
I just want to get my computer fixed.
Oh, my God.
I just want to get laid.
Dave, why are you doing...
I'm trying to hawk a song.
Oh, God. Everybody out. I'm finishing the show myself.
It's only 89 cents.
CD baby, I'm on that song.
That's it. Everybody's mics are off but mine. I'm just going to talk for another half hour. Fuck all of you. I can't do it. All right,
I got another beer in the fridge.
And Heather's got a big birthday coming up, and she'd really like a nice shindig. Is that what you said? Was it shindig?
Well, it's in March, but that's not that far.
Okay, so we gotta start selling downloads now.
Yeah. Because I want a princess crown, because I'm a princess.
Yes, you are.
You did say that. You said that last week.
I did.
You really want a crown?
Yes.
They look so silly.
I don't care.
Said the princess.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
With the nose ring and the mohawk.
That's right.
Princesses aren't your color.
Purple?
That's not what color you are. We're not talking about one part of you.
What?
So we haven't talked yet about... Well, first of all, we're going to do another break. Then when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some school in Britain. Matt, you know about it.
Yeah. I do know about Britain.
It's your fault.
You're from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you picked up that sexy accent.
Yeah, and also my own one.
Do you think your accent gets you laid over here? We'll be right back. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on ardentatheist.com and available on the iTunes Store. Yeah, we missed the cue. It's okay.
Good news, everyone.
Nice. We have a premium service. We already give you a free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option, and that's pay more if you want button. You can click on the pay more if you want button if you want to pay more. And
if
then
you want,
we will,
If you want.
If you want. And then what we do is we keep that in a bank, if you will, and we give away... subscriptions to people who write and say, I really can't afford your friggin' $10 a year. So we give it away. If you want to give us more money, we'll give some subscriptions.
Do you have a bucket?
We don't have a bucket.
I have a bell.
Get a bell.
Here's $10 anyway. Give the podcast to someone.
Okay. Who should we give it to? Well,
I don't know. Pick
right
some
in if you'd like
fifth
to.
Caller.
Can I have that $10?
No.
Pick someone nice.
I'll subscribe.
Pick a nice heathen.
Anyway, and now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Matt Kirshen, Dave Edison, and Rob Leiter, but not for long. They don't want to. No one wants to be here.
Bad news, everyone.
We've become a morning zoo. So tell us about this school, honey.
What?
Well.
Oh.
Rob,
I wasn't talking to you.
When did you become honey, Rob?
Seriously.
Sugar cakes?
You don't know.
Can you hear his voice?
Bristol University...
Christian Union, they ban women from speaking at meetings right now.
Well, they're not part of the union.
So,
well, you know, if their husbands are with them, they can speak.
Oh, that kind of union.
I think they're just trying to promote togetherness. Getting people to come as
they
couples.
Well, then why can't the dudes not speak if they're not with the girls then, huh?
I don't think religion works that way.
Oh.
You know who wrote The Religion?
Who's that?
Dudes.
Oh, Dudes.
Yeah. Ironic that.
They recently changed their policy. They originally decided women would be allowed to teach at meetings after their international secretary resigned.
Teach
or speak.
Oh, I see.
Secretary resigned in protest, but the group has since changed its policy.
Yeah, they had a teacher. They didn't let her speak. It was really kind of tough.
But a husband and wife can teach together, and so that's what that's about. It's fucked up.
That sounds like a terrible teaching combination.
You think so?
Husband and wife team.
You think it's going to go bad?
I don't know. Like, the bickering, or not, probably not if the wife's deferential, which I'm imagining she'd have to be.
Right.
She ought to be.
Again, it's one of these things that kind of, if you think, kind of sucks, but it's going to go away. Don't worry about it.
Isn't going to just go away. You do have to worry about these things.
There will be more and more people who can tell the difference between reality and fantasy, and as that happens, these groups will be marginalized. It might not happen in your lifetime or mine, but we're doing our best.
It'll happen faster the more people talk about it.
Agreed.
All right. Matt?
This isn't like a new thing. Like, when I was at university, only men were allowed to speak at the Women and Cunt Society. And no one complained about it except for the women and some men.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my point.
Did you belong to this group?
Well, by definition.
Right.
Wax, W-A-C-S?
W-A-C-H-S? What are you talking about?
With Women and Cunt Society.
Oh, God yeah. Damn.
Oh.
Actually, to be honest, it was mostly just called Cunt Sock.
Ah.
Okay. We'll be beeping all this out.
Right.
So.
Cunt Sock or Stock?
No. Cunt Stock was a different. Right, that was the event that we tried to put
right,
on.
Right. I was at Cunt Stock. That's why I was wondering. Okay. That's.
I don't personally remember it, which means I was there too.
Exactly.
Who headlined Cunt Stock?
Some cunt. bunch of cunts.
This article says, after a lot of time exploring this issue, seeking God's wisdom on it, and discussing it together as a committee, we made a decision about women teaching in a CU setting. We all hold individual convictions on secondary issues such as women speakers, which are often reflected in the churches we choose to attend.
Well, so, you know, when you have people say, you have people say all the time, religion doesn't adhere to this awful interpretation that sometimes those of us who actually read the goddamn Bible find. I find awful,
the
awful
GDB?
Things in the Bible. Yeah, the goddamn Bible. And they say that for the most part, people don't adhere. And for the most part, I think it's true. But there are people who adhere to this shit. And it's harmful. And it's really, really awful.
It's
and it needs
really
to be talked about.
It's really harmful when they're in, say, the House of Representatives.
It's, oh, Jesus Christ, don't get me started.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I heard of him.
Yeah. So,
and also, if you, like, say you're a struggling single mom, you're really low on income, and your only way out of the ghetto is to teach at Birmingham University's Christian Union.
The only way out of the ghetto.
Or even Bristol University.
Okay. So, I walked
Yeah, well, that's not the only way out of the ghetto.
Is there any other place in the world,
bitch.
I mean, besides Saudi Arabia, that they don't let women teach?
It's not just Saudi Arabia. We as a culture still have issues with the biblical version of women's roles in our society. Women are still drastically underpaid compared to men in the same positions. Mm-hmm.
And there are certain men-only saunas that they're not allowed in?
There are what?
Like
saunas?
Men-only saunas.
Yeah.
That are literally women just cut. They're not allowed in.
He's right. And the same holds. There are a lot of women saunas that I'm not allowed
right.
in.
And yeah, you don't hear people complaining about
anymore.
That, do you?
I just heard you complain about it.
Well, yeah, but you don't.
Who made that rule? Because if guys made the rules, women would it would be mandatory that women were in the men's sauna.
Yeah, obviously not me.
No, you didn't.
I didn't make that rule.
You don't want women in a sauna.
What?
You're winded in 3 minutes.
You mean you shrink in
no,
three
I
minutes?
Mean, no, you don't shrink in a sauna.
You don't?
No. Have you been in a sauna?
Yeah, I've been in a sauna.
Did your balls get smaller or larger?
Yeah, they got smaller.
They did. They did. Yeah. We have another story that I want to make sure that we hit tonight, and that is West. What's
West
it
Point?
The West Point guy. there is a guy at West Point that was about to graduate, and apparently he stepped down and said he has no interest in graduating from West Point out of the blue. I don't know. Did he write a letter? Do you know?
He says, I do not wish to be in any way associated with the institution which willfully disregards the Constitution of the United States of America by enforcing policies which run counter to the same. Examples of these policies include mandatory prayer, the maintenance of the 3rd Regiment Shield, which I don't know what that is, awarding...
it's like a saving scheme.
awarding extra passes to plebes who take part in the religious retreats and chapel choirs, as well as informal policies such as the open disrespect of non-religious new cadets and participation in religious activities through the chain of command. They
so
want
it's a military academy, which I'm presuming is run by tax dollars. So according to Wikipedia, West Point is a United States military academy.
And the guy that's complaining is president of the West Point Secular Student Alliance, the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers, and the first director of Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And he's pissed.
Well, good for him. I mean, as opposed to the Salvation Army, this guy has clearly a point.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What does the
How many people in the Salvation Army graduated from West Point? And like, or like, you know, they don't have to graduate from West Point to get into the Salvation Army, right?
That's exactly right.
And is it like a Salvation West Point? It's like a separate.
No, there's a Salvation Boot Camp,
right?
Where apparently you have to set and ring a bell,
right?
Until you
and
pass
at first
out.
Goldie Hawn struggled, but then she learned how to do it, and everyone respected her.
That's exactly right.
Cool.
So it's really funny. The Salvation Boot Camp, right? Has the Salvation Army ever fought a war at all?
I don't know. And also
every day,
like nowadays, like how are they going to get to any war without the support of the Salvation Navy or Air Force?
This kid was they're 5 months from graduation.
5 months.
They're kind of like the Hatfields and McCoy with Goodwill.
Who is
The Salvation Army? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That the Goodwill. But they're not an army.
They should have a Salvation Navy that just sits in like a dinghy near the entrance to ports.
Ringing the bell
and as boats go past, they collect.
But
the Salvation Marines?
Back to this
story.
They
fucking open you
quick.
Up and take your money.
Yeah.
What's really messed up is that if he chooses
to
resign...
Beret.
Yeah, if he chooses to resign at this point, the army may seek recruitment in the form of about $200,000.
$200,000?
$200,000.
That's what they're claiming they have in him?
He will personally owe, or an additional term of up to 5 years of enlisted service. And so it's like a harsh penalty to leave before graduation.
So they could spin this like he's trying to get out of... They've spent all this money turning him into a...
West Pointian.
Killing machine.
No, they make officers there. I mean, that's right? They don't make
absolutely.
Grunts.
Absolutely, no.
So they've spent all this money...
Mm-hmm.
Making him into this
one of them.
Yeah, officer. This military leader.
Like learning how to command people and learning how to pick up your lady in your arms and walk out the building, and then she puts your hat on her.
Exactly. Like,
what movie are you talking about?
Officer and a Gentleman.
Thank you.
Is exactly what happens at West Point.
Goose dies.
I've been to a West Point dance.
You mean
really?
To?
I have
West Point dance.
Yeah, then they have.
Do
their,
tell.
My boyfriend, my very first boyfriend, went to West Point.
Ooh, Hannah had a boyfriend.
I love that I couldn't figure out who was making the early sound there. I'm looking at Rob, I'm looking at Matt, I'm looking at Rob. Finally.
And strangely, it was me.
It was all the time, it was Dave.
Yeah, and it was the ball. We went to the ball, I got dressed up in a beautiful
you
gown.
You did the whole dancing and,
hell
yeah.
and all that stuff.
How many fatalities?
Something happens at how many fatalities?
Bow, pata, bow, bow.
Nothing happened. It was interesting to see all the boys in their uniforms and I got
were they all in
like
military
gown.
Uniforms or did they get to pick which kind of uniform they wanted?
Some were dressed as nurses.
Yep.
And some were dressed as pirates.
Okay, this isn't West Point.
Now, didn't I just read that West Point
Westport.
Just had their first hosted their first same-sex wedding?
West Point?
Yes.
I think so.
Really?
Yes.
We are going to
so
look
in
that
some
up right
because
of two gals, two lovely gals.
Because Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then apparently it's
and then someone asked and they told.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Is it show and tell now?
Yeah, it's show and tell. And get married and then be miserable.
West Point's same-sex wedding. Yep.
West Point for 200, Alex.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Who's Alex?
That's from Trebek.
There's no one here named Alex.
Oh. Trebek. Fuck you, Trebek.
Wow.
I wish I could remember that. Do you know the sketch I'm talking about?
No.
God damn it. It's an Nensen SNL sketch.
And Brenda Sue Fulton.
SNL what?
So, do you guys think...
Nope. Not as often as I'd like.
Nope.
Let's go back to the story. Specific complaints? That's what we need to know.
Which?
The story on West Point. What are his specific complaints against West Point?
That quitter.
Read that already.
You know, can I just say, what did he expect or think?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if
going
you
into West Point,
if you going to say, if you went through the whole, if you went through the whole thing, and then the day before graduation, just went, nah, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, like, don't they have a manual or something you read beforehand? It's like a syllabus.
That feels like sort of dating someone for 5 years, yeah. And then walking down the aisle, and then when the guy goes, do you go? Nah, he's a racist.
Exactly.
No, I don't approve of him. Why did you? Why did you date him for five years?
That prick.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think maybe something specific happened to him?
Might have been some abuse along the way, yeah. Right. Verbal abuse.
Listen, it's a military thing. I mean, that's what they do. They.
Yeah, but they can't abuse you because of your lack of religion.
Yes, they can.
They can?
Sure.
Why can't they do that?
They can do whatever
they want. It's tradition.
It's a group.
Well, we know that the military is not... It's not a place where non-believers can be comfortably outspoken. That's a given.
I have heard that is, in fact, a huge problem. That yes. is very... There's a very large evangelical sector in the military.
And, I mean, they're aggressive folks in the military.
Yes,
and so
absolutely.
When you speak out against someone's God, I mean, that's what gets them... I mean...
And they have God on their side.
Which they
in the military.
They think that.
And I've had people hit me with there are no atheists in foxholes, but even if it were true that there were no atheists in foxholes, even that wouldn't mean that God exists.
That's exactly right, number one. Number two, it doesn't even matter. I mean, there's not even foxes in foxholes.
This kid is doing this for everyone. He's making a point. He's not just doing it for himself.
I wonder if Matt's right. I wonder if he planned all this.
Well, it does... Like, as much as I might agree with some of the stuff he's saying, Again, I don't know why he waited for 3 years. I don't know, how many years of training? 3 years of training, was it?
At least. No, it's a lot more than three, I think.
Before saying any of this.
He's a general now. He was about 18.
Yeah, he was... He served in the army for 40 years.
he doesn't want to go to his retirement party.
Maybe he did something bad and he's getting out now and he's using this as an excuse.
Well, listen...
But no, he was about to graduate, wasn't he?
Five months away from graduation.
And right. coming out.
Okay, so he...
He says, I do not wish...
Oh, so it wasn't the day before graduation. It was...
No.
Yeah, he says, I do not wish... to be in any way associated with any institution which will willfully disregard the Constitution of the United States of America by enforcing policies which run counter to the same. Examples of these policies include mandatory prayer, the maintenance of the 3rd Regiment shield, awarding extra passes to plebes. I don't know what the hell a plebe is.
That's what they are.
Who
They're
take
plebes.
Part in religious retreats and chapel choirs, as well as informal policies such as open disrespect of non-religious new cadets and incentivizing participation in religious activities through the chain of command. All right, so clearly this kid is in a secular group on campus.
Well, not only that,
he's
what
on
was
several.
It?
He's what in several.
What's his first sentence?
His first sentence, I do not wish to be in any way associated with an institution which willfully disregards the Constitution of the United States.
Okay, so don't.
This is an activist.
Well, sometimes you come
course,
to it. You know
course,
what I mean?
I get it.
Sometimes,
I understand, but...
Hey,
I'm
talking.
Lo siento.
Go ahead.
Pot's not legal.
Maybe not where you live.
Pot's federally speaking not legal.
Correct.
So don't smoke it.
Okay.
I don't think that's... My point is, I know that you are an activist when it comes to legalization of marijuana.
How do you know that?
I've heard.
Okay.
Who told you?
Yeah.
This guy from West Point said...
What are you talking about?
That you,
who's been talking...
But, But yeah, I know that you work diligently in that to that end, and that's what this kid's doing.
I do, but I wouldn't join a group and then go, "Whoa, you don't."
Why not?
You're not. You don't. I mean, like,
yes, you would.
Well, it'd be like me going to West Point and joining and going, "Hey, whoa, wait, weed's not cool here."
Yeah.
After 3 years of not being cool with weed. Why would I go to West Point in the first place?
You couldn't get in.
I know they're not cool with weed.
You couldn't get in.
And I'm not gay.
No. So, we got to do that. All right, hold on. We're going to do another break right now. You're listening to Ardent Atheist, available at the iTunes Store and at ardentatheist.com. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Scott Fitzgerald, Wendy Hughes, Kyle Delaney, Loving Learning 64, which is Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Randy Raven, Jennifer Jones, Herbert Reagan, Mark Nowitzki, Secu, Larius, Crobama, Zingaman, Joe Swam, and Cameron Winters. These were the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Keep posting. We love seeing all your delicious content.
And now, back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Matt Kirsch, Dave Edison, and Rob Leiter. So, I mean, Rob, you're belittling activism, basically, because that's what this guy's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Why?
Because that's what I do.
Belittle?
Yes, yeah. Come on.
I like that he's standing up. I don't think I care if he planned this for however many years he signed up. I doubt that's what happened. I think he probably realized as he went through the processes, and he probably indoctrinated to it, too. I think for a while he was probably going right along with the regimen, whatever they make him do.
Possible.
And then finally, he probably woke up and said, this is bullshit, and I'm going to stand up to it, and I think I can do a lot of good by calling him out on actually having practices that are that go against the Constitution.
Antithetical.
Well, good for him. There may be some consequences because of the...
Oh, I imagine he'll be killed.
Do you think he's gay?
I have no idea.
Do you think he smokes weed?
He probably smokes weed.
What do you think his favorite albums are?
I'm guessing he probably has recently discovered... Why in the fuck are you asking? Yeah, I like when I see... I think of people like that as American heroes. I really do. When you do something that gets the attention of everybody and says, think about this, I think you're doing a good thing.
What do you think about Jennifer Jones?
I don't know why.
Johnson? The Chris Brown Twitter feud?
Tell me about it.
Jenny Jones.
Nothing?
Tell me about it.
Jennifer, do you know who I'm talking? I don't know. I don't remember her name for sure.
We have a Jennifer Jones on our wall.
I think it's Johnson. Okay. She's a Twitter celebrity. What do you call him?
Is she
Jenny? Yeah. Jenny Johnson.
Jenny Johnson, exactly. And
have you heard of this, Matt?
Yeah.
And she tweeted. Well, Chris Brown tweeted a tweet that said like a picture of him and said, "Man, I look old. I'm only 25." And she tweeted, "Yeah, being a piece of shit will age you." Or something like that. And he went fucking ballistic because that's the funny, weird thing about a tweet. Like, it just said to... Yeah, it's like a letter or a telegram or a, you know, "Hey, you piece of shit, Chris Brown." And then he went, "Yo, fuck you, bitch," or something. But, like, on and became a huge feud. And so now she's... Now I'm talking about her.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
This is
amazing.
It's basically high school bullshit just gone completely global.
You know, I tweet and I'm not proud of it.
I do too.
But I just started. I have...
What do you mean you're not proud of it?
I have 15 followers, so, you know, back off.
Tell people where they can follow you.
The point is.
Where can they find you?
I don't even know my name or something.
It. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, this is the point. I'm not really big into it.
Okay? This is why weed's still illegal.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Okay, so the point is now lost, but it was something about tweeting, and I
love that there's a Rob Leiter on Twitter at Cool Wedding Plan. That's
yeah, that's me.
Perfect and wedding planner. Wedding invitations, bridal shower, best man speech. Don't confuse Robert Leiter.
It's my turn to talk to this son of a bitch. Okay, no, I follow Kristen Schaal.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I don't stalk her, but I follow her on Twitter, and I wanted to tell her, like, I'm glad you're on Twitter so I can follow you, which is like stalking you, but I can tell you that. And it's kind of like what Jenny Johnson did to Chris Brown. Like, hey, I think you're an asshole. And he went, well, fuck you. And then the whole thing, like, he would never do. I mean, I don't think she
did,
would like.
Did
if she
respond?
Saw him a,
what'd Shaw say?
Oh, yeah. There's. Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't do that because I have other stalking incidents I don't want to get into, but the point is that that's how I felt. It's like a real, like, you can just do that, like you said, like a high school thing. You can just go, hey, Kristen Shaw, oh, you're hot or something.
You can. I think you should. You should say hi.
That's what's so much fun about it.
That's what's awesome.
Yeah, that's what's awesome until you go, yeah, you piece of shit.
Well, don't say that.
Well, I'm not talking about myself in this instant. What I'm talking about is how this whole thing blows up.
Yes,
how
yes.
You can just, if Chris Brown were in a bar, first of all, I don't know that she could actually approach him.
Yeah, he's probably got a couple guys
right,
around.
Right, but
him.
If he didn't,
yeah.
Like I approached Eddie Griffin last time I saw him in a bar.
Yeah.
If she would have just approached him, I don't think she'd go, yo, you're a piece of shit, dog, or whatever she tweeted.
You don't know her. You don't know her.
No, I don't. But I don't think that she would. I don't know. I don't think many people
would.
Well,
you're
would
making
do that.
The you're making the complaint that many have made that the internet causes us to say things we would never say. It's turned us into these things.
It's not
that
a
we
complaint
would be publicly.
It's
amazing.
Not a complaint. I think it's awesome.
If you look at the like the president's feed on Twitter or Facebook, they'll post something, and these vile things. These the Secret Service will be speaking with you shortly. Commas coming out of people who've got their names there.
Right. Right. You're not that bright.
There's nothing anonymous.
You're not anonymous.
No.
It just gives a false sense of anonymity. But
well, you're not anonymous when you tweet at Jenny Johnson or whatever your name is. No, you're not anonymous.
Right.
But you are if you like send a beast to someone through Twitter, right, or Facebook.
Yeah, you can get into trouble. I mean, if you make physical threats to people, you know, we live in a free country where you can say that you're a dick to somebody, which is nice.
Absolutely.
Like
and
that.
Then they can say, well, if that's how you feel, I'm going to
fuck problem,
you up. Or
I don't know who Jenny Johnson is. Is she a well-known person?
I didn't either, but she's like a Rob Delaney. She's got a bazillion Twitter followers.
One of those cats. So so the mistake was Chris shouldn't have responded.
Well, of course.
But in other words,
are you not familiar with this guy?
Well, what he needs is he needs two bodyguards standing next to him at the computer.
He needs
and when something awful pops up on Twitter, they're supposed to block it and punch the computer.
Exactly. He needs a guy that tweets for him.
Well, you would think he would have that.
Or an awesome writer like Matt.
Perhaps he did.
Right.
Yeah, perhaps he did.
Perhaps.
Maybe he doesn't even know this is going on.
That would be brilliant.
That'd be pretty cool. Well, if you want to stalk Rob Leiter, you can do it at Thank God I'm 50 on Twitter. That's where you find Rob Leiter. He was being coy with his name. I don't know
I'm
if you noticed
old,
that.
I'm old.
Thank God I'm 50 got to do with Reading planning.
Nothing at all.
Weird.
Nothing at all. Although you can see from his picture, there's
nothing,
a bit of sarcasm in the Thank God I'm 50
at all.
Thing going on with the anger, the peering forward angrily. Nice shot.
Those are just new. It's because I got glasses.
You said new as if I thought you were going to say nude.
Oh, yeah. No, it's because I'm a new old man. It just happened.
Where can people find you, Matt?
I don't know how that happened.
Oh, they can find me at Matt Kirshen.
Yeah.
Or Google Matt Kirshen, you'll get the actual spelling of my name. And then
K-I-R-S-H-E-N.
Correct. And also you can listen to Probably Science, which is my science-y podcast that I do weekly.
I've done it once.
You have indeed. You did it quite recently.
Dave.
I'm at DaveEdison.com. I take Mr. Ed's philosophy of tweeting. Like Mr. Edison will never tweet unless he has something to say. So it's like, I'm not one of these people who's going to, you're going to get something every 5 minutes.
You tweet like
minutes.
A talking horse?
Yeah.
Yes, and I crap where I sleep.
And they can find the wonderful song
you sleep
you
on
wrote,
your doorstep
that you wrote and you got produced nice that you wrote and you got produced with Heather Henderson. They can find that at cdbaby.com/
Heather Henderson 1.
Heather
Henderson 1.
That's exactly right.
Put a link up to it at Ornate Atheist.
We will be putting a link up to it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Everyone, set tight. We're only 3/4 of the way done with the show because that wraps up the first 1 hour.
2/3, Emery.
That's the first 2/3. Thanks. That's it for the free version. such an idiot. Another show that went on without a hitch, I would have to say, did not happen. We still miss you, Hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe for a measly $10 per year. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Breeze and moderator, Joe Linkslinger Swam, and our digital publicist and webmaster, Cameron Pixel Pusher Winters.
Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking.
Now we're clear, right?
We're not clear yet. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.
We're clear.
We're not clear. The music's still playing.
Well, he can talk.
Are we clear now?
How about now?
No.
We're almost clear.
We're translucent.
We're beige.
Hey, Matt.
Okay.
We're clear.